Welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita. Discover your way home. You know, one thing that is constant in life is there will always be change. And changes could be buying or selling a home, the loss of a loved one, marriage, divorce, it goes on. But when you find yourself on a new path, whether planned or unexpected, what you know is home is shaken or shattered. So this is clear. How you process a change will impact the trajectory of your life. Moving Forward for Life with Rosita starts now. Hi, and welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. My name is Rosita M. Perez. I'm a self-discovery coach. I partner with you to help you determine what you need to come home. And come home means getting to the core of who you were made to be. The focus of my shows are topics related to self-discovery, stories of triumph, all with a goal to help you find your purpose, to get unstuck and move forward in a life that you desire. Now, you may have noticed that there is a huge uptick of life coaching services online with various niches of mindset, relationships, divorce, all kind of things, right? And tons of info on Google regarding all these services. What I have found, though, is there's not a lot of information from the client's perspective. And I thought, you know what? Maybe it'd be helpful to hear that straight from a client. Today, we're going to talk about life coaching from a client's point of view. Sonia Pedrero is here with us today. She is going to share her journey of what life coaching was to her, what her expectations were, where her life was at the beginning, how life coaching helped her, and how life coaching, how it helped her afterwards. I'm going to believe that this is going to give you a clear picture of how life coaching works, what commitment is needed, and the benefits. But you have to be all in. Right, Sonia?
Yes.
Welcome. Thanks for joining me. We're going to have fun today. We're just going to have a conversation and talk about when we were life coaching together.
Sounds good.
All right. So let me say, before we get started, let me give a couple of quick bullets on what life coaches, what life coaches, coaching does. Let me get it straight. Okay. So life coaches, we help you work, recognize, and create goals towards what you want in your life. We keep you accountable and we develop your self-worth and build your confidence. A lot of times we as women lose connection with the core of who we are and the natural gifts that we have because there's so much stuff going on in our life. And hey, we also awaken your dreams. So, okay, enough of that. Let's go ahead and get started, Sonia. So share with our audience what your life was like before you started life coaching.
Yes. Well, I was in a very, now I can say it, right? Because when you're there, you usually don't see it. And it's so familiar because being there for so many years. But now, you know, then you start opening your eyes, especially with life coaching. I was in a very dark place. And when I mean dark is that there was no light in my life. I grew up feeling that way around me, the atmosphere. I went to adulthood the same way. And so it was so familiar, I couldn't see, or maybe even unconsciously, I was even comfortable because it's a known place. It's a place where I learned to act in a certain way. So then it's kind of like, okay, I got this. And I just keep going. With this kind of weight in me, and all it was to survive and keep everybody feeling better than me. you know, if I was feeling low, it's like, I don't want everybody else to feel low. Or if I didn't like something, or if I was frustrated, or if I was depressed, then I put myself on the others around me that they won't feel how I feel. So I will turn myself inside out to keep them from going through that. So I started totally losing myself. And
that's a good way of putting that.
Yes. And I didn't realize how dark it was until I started feeling that I was in a big hole. And it was so dark inside there, I couldn't even see how can I pull myself out or where I can hold to get out of there because it was so dark. And I wanted out so bad, but I didn't know how. And I lose myself so much that I didn't like myself anymore. And I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know what I wanted with my life. So I was living for everybody else, not for me. And that's where I was. I had it. I wanted out so desperately, but I didn't know how. So, and that's when I find you.
Now, Kim, let's back up a little bit. Did you say that was part of how you grew up? Did I hear you say that?
Yes.
That's deep. So that awareness is huge because it's not just, a lot of times we think it's just the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
But you had the insight to know that it was like from childhood. I'm going to use that term.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's great. So what did you expect when we started life coaching together? What were your expectations?
I wanted to be able to pull myself out and up. I wanted to recover myself. In a way, it was like save myself. I needed to save myself because I was so low in that hole. I just knew I couldn't keep going down. So it was a save myself, recover myself, pull myself up, find myself, and love myself, and just remember not only who Sonia is, but with the dreams that I had. I just couldn't think, if somebody would ask me, where do you see yourself, or what is your dream, or what you like, I just was in blank. And even to, where do you want to eat today? It was so stressful. Just that little question, it was so stressful because I didn't know. So I would just go like, oh, I'm just hungry. So wherever, I'll find something there, wherever we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you had a little bit of a cloud going on because you were going through so much at the time.
Yes. Yes. So part of also me finding out that I was in a hole, it was not only going to a lot of prayer or Bible studies, and I started seeing things and praying for me, but also in listening to prayers for others. Sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, yes. But also I was going through counseling because of my marriage. So that's when I also started understanding that Sonia didn't exist. It's like a ghost, invisible, and there's no Sonia here.
Wow.
And yeah.
So it sounds like that you were, like I felt many back then, was I was tired of being tired.
Yes.
Like you're constantly on this hamster wheel. You're trying to do the right thing. You know you're a good person. But why do you feel such heaviness? Why do you feel disconnected? Right. And you were motivated, though. It wasn't like so many of us when we're in that spot, we just kind of go, oh, forget it. I can't. And we stay lost. We stay disconnected with the core of who we are. But you yeah. had the courage, you had the insight, like you were motivated to move out of Victimville. And I'm not trying to say you were a victim.
Oh, I was in that mode, because it's not my identity, but I end up in that mode little by little from childhood to there. And it was also learned, I mean, around me. Wherever you live, you like one time a teacher, which is a counselor, told us, said, children don't learn. You learn, of course, but what they said is they learn more from what they caught than for what they are taught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's true. I mean, you don't need to say a word. And when you're a child, you're looking all around you and you're absorbing and seeing how your parents or your siblings or whatever around you, how they react to situations. And it was a victim mentality. And it was also don't talk about the elephant in the room. And it doesn't matter how big and obvious it is. That was the shocking thing for me. That something just terrible just happened. We all seen it. We all, and it's a total silence. I mean, the whole home, we were like, I don't know, more than 10 people in that home. And it was a total silence, like nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I went through the same thing. And I feel like that creates shame, right? Because nobody else knows. So it's a secret. And then it becomes a shame thing for us that we're carrying around because we can't, we're taught not to share it.
Right.
So it's, you know, our little, that to me creates shame.
Yes.
I'm not, you know, trying to put that on you. I'm just saying for myself, that's how I felt.
Yeah. And if you want to mention it, then you're the bad person. It's like, you know, Sonia.
Get the cat out of the bag. Everybody knows.
Yes.
So tell me, did you know, when did you know what you wanted out of your life? Because you said you had lost Sonia.
Yes.
So where was it? Was it at what point did you realize this is what I want for my life?
As I started realizing that I didn't want it to live in pain anymore with all that emotional pain, I didn't want to live in darkness. And there was so much in life. And I started remembering little moments of me when growing up, when I was excited about something. And maybe when I brought it up, I was put down, you know, or laughed at. But I was starting to think, I still want to do this, or I want to recover that Sonia in that moment where she was excited and there was hope and there was excitement. And I was like, I'm tired. I'm tired. Like you said, I'm tired of being tired all the time. I'm tired of being depressed all the time. I'm tired of, you know, and not wanting to get out from bed. I'm tired of dragging myself around and being a zombie through life. It's like, No. And I remember a long time ago, somebody said, one counselor in a meeting I went, she said, there's people that have lived all their life in depression. Depression is around them since they were little. So you cannot identify that that's not normal. And that's when I also like a bulb went on and I was like, yes, that's right. And I don't want it. And that's why I see others in their lives and they are happy. And then I feel like doomed, like, oh, well, I have this life. But no, you know, it's like, no, I want that and I can have it. And this is the Sonia that really wants this and that it's okay. And I can go, you know, for it. And I'm done to living for others. I want to live for me. And I want to recover myself and I want to smile. And, you know, I want to get up excited that I'm doing
something. Want your joy back.
Yes. Yes.
So share with us. I mean, you and I have had conversations about this, but there was one particular thing that you were like, this is what I want to do. And I foresee it. And so from the time that we were coaching, you mentioned that and then explain what is happening today since you, your spirits were awakened, if you will, your Sonia that you, the core of who Sonia is, was awakened. There was one particular thing you were super passionate about that you just came back from.
Yes. Yes. Well, first, I think I need to say that it was hard to start. I remember when you will leave me my homework, it was so hard to sit down and really go deep. And it was not because I was lazy. It was because it was so deep forgotten there that to dig back on what I really wanted to answer on those questions, it was so hard. I just couldn't think. And that hurt me in a way. It was like, it was so hard. It will be painful that I was in that at that point. So I remember doing my best. And then some things, it really helped me a lot when you told me, do what you can do. And the rest, we will do it together. And that really helped me a lot to take away the tension of it, that I need to know this, and the sadness of how bad I was, forgotten about me, you know? And so when I started doing it with you, I don't have a word. It was just amazing. And you, I got to say this, and I think I mentioned to you a couple of times in our meeting, it's like this is your gift and your gifting, because it was amazing how you will guide me with certain questions in our conversation. I will be stuck in this point and in my paperwork, and you will like, okay, what about this? And in a nice conversation, you start talking to me, and all of a sudden it's like, ah, yes. And I have the answer. Or you will say, well, did you hear? I started to learn how to listen to myself. So as I was conversing with you, and then you will point some words like, oh, did you see that you repeated, let's say, four times this, like, do you feel like that's important for you? And I will be like, and then I will go back to certain points in my life of that specific gift or talent. And I will go like, that's right. I like that. So it was amazing to be rediscovering that. And so that one of those times we were visualizing, and you asked me to visualize myself, and I find myself, I was in the White House. I have had dreams before about being hired to work in the White House, and that when I was visualizing, I kind of like put it away too, going through a difficult time, and then when I was visualizing with you, I was in the White House. I remember so vividly that I could even smell the coffee. I could hear the drip in the coffee maker, that they were making coffee near me. I could smell the coffee. I felt so comfortable. And then I remember I was waiting to get into the Oval Office for a regular morning meeting. And I see around these people in their desk. And I'm like, hi, good morning. And it's just peace. There's peace in there. And everybody's saying good morning back with a big smile. And I'm just waiting outside the door to be open to get in.
Yeah, like you belong.
Like I belong. I'm comfortable. Like all is well, no nervousness.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I wrote it down and then that was like maybe 2 years ago. And And then I, all of a sudden, I got connected. I used to, I helped another campaign volunteering like 4 years ago. But then I got connected, like totally dropped in my lap. I was in this event. I had a booth for my work. And this candidate came and said, I want to, you know, start talking to me. And then he said, I'm running for this district. I said, what district is that? Since in California, right, we district everything lately. So I didn't know what was it. Turns out it was the same district I worked 4 years ago for the other candidate. And I said, oh, I worked there. I helped somebody. And his eyes went this big and said, oh, you got to help us. And it just stopped there, you know. And then like maybe a week or two, they texted me and said, you know, we're ready for you to come and help us. And I wasn't sure for a couple of reasons. Probably I was nervous too, but also I was thinking, it takes all of you. It takes all of you and you need to put everything in pause to do that. So I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. So anyways, I was praying about it, and then I went to a prayer event that a friend invited me. And when I walked in, they were there right there in front of me. And I'm like, whoops. So they came straight to me, and they asked me again, and we have a talk. And then by the end of that day, I just committed.
From you open up the dream again, right?
Of yes.
Visualize being in the White House. And then you had opportunities to work in campaigns, right? Mm-hmm. Electoral mm-hmm. campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened after that?
So after the campaign, I was praying to God, what's next? And then I was checking my personal emails that I didn't have time for the time of the campaign. And I found that I have one reparative email, and it was for a scholarship in the Capitol Hill in D.C., in Washington, D.C. So,
here you opened up your dream, you know, different steps to prepare you for it, right? But mm-hmm. your mind was already open because you freed a lot of that stuff through our coaching. You freed that.
Yeah.
So that you can have real estate, if you will, to let your dream sit in and let who Sonia is. And, you know, did it feel like you had some freedom?
Oh, my gosh. It was, even through the campaign, I was like in awe. I think when we are in our gifting, in our talents, it's so amazingly different than when we're trying hard in something that we don't do. And we always have something to uphold, to give, right? I'm not saying it doesn't, even if we're not in our gifting, we always will have something to give. But when you're in your gifting, it just flows. Kind of like when I was saying you, when you were helping me, it just flowed, your gifting of the life coaching so amazingly. And it's like you're being just you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what is needed. And so you don't need to try to be something else. You don't need to try hard. I mean, things were just coming to me.
Yeah.
Like bees to the honey, you know?
Yeah. So I like how you mentioned earlier, just being really authentic about how hard it was to fill out the worksheets that I gave you, because you're not only digging deep, but you're touching upon that pain again. And yes. Sometimes pain that you buried so deep, you forgot about. So it does take a lot of courage. I'm glad that you mentioned that. But looking back, had you stopped and stayed where you were, stayed stuck, right, in the pain, looking back, would you have stayed stuck, or would you have done the work?
Oh, definitely done the work. Definitely. I mean, look at me. I can smile again. I'm even talking to you. I mean, I don't think I will be able to do this video, you know?
Before
I will be, I always hide because this is very important. I was so lost. And so if I can word, I can use the word, because I think that my self-esteem was so low, like I don't have any, that I think it was even in a way and very unconsciously, I hated Sonia.
Yes, I understand.
So I will get to the mirror. And this I realized afterward when I started working on myself and I was being Sonia again, not before. It's like I realized that when I go to the mirror, I will not look at my face and I will blur it. I only look at the hair so I can put the product on it and you know, I won't be a poodle, I'll poof. You know, but that's it. Yeah. I didn't want it to look at my face. I didn't like myself. I thought I was ugly. I thought I was, you know, I just didn't. I thought that was better. Just don't look at yourself. Just do your hair. That's it.
And now you're a whole different woman.
Yes. Yes.
You had the courage to connect with you.
Yes.
So I want to thank you because we unfortunately we're out of time. We should do another one just off the cuff and just have conversation because this is so important for women to understand that I don't even want to go into it because we'll go into it again. we'll have another one. So unfortunately right now our time is up. It's always good talking with you. You are such a light that shines wherever you go. Thank you for sharing. And I'm glad that life coaching was so instrumental in changing your life. And I'm glad that I was blessed to be able to be part of that. I hope this helps other women, that it motivates them. And so if you are interested, if you'd like to have a clarity call with me for about 30 minutes, go onto my website, movingforwardforlife.com, and hit book now. And I'd be more than happy to talk with you. This is my passion. I love to see women like Sonia go from feeling like this to, because that's what I saw transformed in her. And I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to talk bad about when you were like this. We've all been like this.
Oh, yeah.
Just beat down, just tired and want to get to a new place of who we are, but we have no idea how. So I invite you to book that call and let's find a path for you and see if coaching is right for you. So Sonia, yeah. Thank you so much. Always enjoy to connect with you, man.
You know, just really fast, like you said, even after this being here, we were talking before we started recording, right? That we have days where we go back. But now we can see it and really fast start loving ourselves and know that, okay, that's not true. I just need to do this to get out of it.
Yeah. That's that mind shift when because you became aware of your gifts and who you are, that shift became much easier as you practiced it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to leave you guys with this. Choosing the trajectory of your life is within your reach. You have a choice. Take Sonia's story. She had a choice. I mean, we can easily stay in the muck and mire. We could stay in Victimville. I mean, I was president for decades, but I have let go of that position. And I'm in the freedom train now. So anyway, see us. We'll talk to you guys next time. Sonia, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm so happy to see your bright smile and see you on the path that you want to be.
Thank you. Thanks to you.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. Through my own personal healing journey, I've come out stronger and braver. I know firsthand how hard, how lonely, and heartbreaking it is to continually live in pain. As we work together, you will discover the good, the bad, and the not so pretty parts of yourself so you can uncover the fabulous in you.
Discover what you need to come home, whether that's a physical home or the home in you. Join me every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.